February is Black History Month in the USA, during which we acknowledge the contribution that African Americans have made to this country. For example, the recently released movie, Red Tails, tells a little-known story of African American aviators who were part of the Greatest Generation and helped defeat the enemies of democratic freedom in the Second World War. Some people in other parts of the world may wonder why America devotes a month to recognizing the achievements of just one segment of our population. However, the contribution of African Americans to this nation has not always been acknowledged. In fact, for a long time, it was quite the opposite. We owe the celebration of Black History Month and the study of Black history to Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Carter Woodson was born to parents who were former slaves. He spent his childhood working in the Kentucky coal mines and enrolled in high school at age 20. He later went on to earn a PhD from Harvard. Dr. Woodson was disturbed to find that history books largely ignored the Black American population. If they were acknowledged, it was generally in ways that reflected their inferior social position. Woodson set out to set the record straight. The awful stain on our nation's history that was slavery is now in our past, but the effects linger on. It is only in my lifetime that some of the most glaring injustices have been addressed. When I consider this aspect of our past, it leaves me asking how we, a people who sing proudly about the land of the free and the home of the brave, and who pledge allegiance to the republic that promises liberty and justice to all, could have allowed ourselves in the past to be so blind, so prejudiced, and so stupid. Advocates of slavery and segregation even used the Bible to support their arguments. Could anything be more contrary to the ministry of reconciliation? Black History Month is not just for African Americans. It is a reminder to all of us that we are capable of inhuman behavior. Racism is not just a black-white problem. History shows that all people are guilty. Remember Auschwitz, Kosovo, Cambodia, Darfur and Rwanda, to name just a few racially motivated atrocities of our modern times? These are signs of the fallenness of humanity. Christianity and racism are incompatible. We must work to not just overcome racism personally, but eventually to obliterate it through our message and example of love and reconciliation. As Acts 17:26 reminds us, God made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. We have a common Savior, a common need for forgiveness and salvation, and a common destiny. God values us all, and Jesus paid the same price for each of us. That leaves no room for bias, prejudice, segregation, or discrimination of any kind. So as we are reminded this month of the significant contributions and unique sufferings of our African American neighbors, let me encourage you to take some time getting to know more of that history. Let us pray for the eradication of the lingering injustices still found in our nation. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.